They say 1,652 of the Earl Shulchan Yomi. They were doing Yardia Simon Shin Pei, Siflamid Base, Simon Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Vav. Lam Base. Melacha Shasu Avel Enokim Lacha Shabbos. The Melacha that they forbidden for an Avel is not like the Melacha which is prohibited on Shabbos. Come on, Melacha Mamash, it means actual labor. Such as to sew, a rogue, or to weave, or charm, other types of crafts. Amlocha basis, but domestic work. Well, left was pito, such as to break bread, or vasha, lavshil, and cook a dish. Any b'cham melacha shos la'avel, it's not including the melacha that's written for avel. Thank you, Rabbi, so also sweeping the house. That was the kosos, rinsing the cups. Vasol, it's amitos, making the beds. Chadrem, et cetera, is mutter. Chem mutter, le'ishok, she'avela, that woman, she is avela, is permitted, lefos, to bake, lavashel, and to cook kol tzarchei may base all that's necessary members of his household. Mash answer chol, but that which is not necessary for elachem, but for other people, not members of the household, presumably, also. Neither balas achsanya, a woman who was running an inn, yichol vashel afutz barachim, she can cook and bake for the guests. You may base on him, even though they're paying guests, so they were the members of the household. She tzrich la'achilim, she has to feed them. The afshehim of Rebachas Bezei, even though she's going to make a profit over this, never has she has to cook for them. It's literally score out chairs and she's not required to hire somebody else to do the work for in her place. Which is compelled to do. A woman who's a servant, in the house of a homeowner, in the house of another homeowner, she becomes an avela. She's allowed to bake and to cook, do all the needs of the house. Whether she is a servant for free, or a servant for pay. So it's incumbent upon her to do the needs of the house. So to a man who serves in an inn or base or should house a rich person, he shouldn't go out. If it's very compelling, a short amount of time. The bracket says of a shank, which I think is like a renda, how do you put it? A pub, but there's a different word. Not a bar. Not an alehouse. I'm missing the term. Anyway, Muslim called Yashv and Sheikh allowed to sell intoxicating beverages and beer. David Dover Oved, this is Dover Oved, Shochim Patent. They have a license which they have to pay for, so therefore they have to make money in order to pay for it. I'm killing Mokum, so he goes from place to place to square from commercial activity. Shomash Mokrov, and he heard that somebody died within 30 days. Might, if he, even though he's in the middle of his trip, if he could diminish the amount of activity, not do any activity in that city, Mutav is best. If he doesn't buy that city, he won't find any other merchandise for his purposes. Even though there should buy for the road, which he needs in order to survive. Push the match ain't come Dover Ovid. I've said about there's no Dover Ovid, which would make a mutter in any bet. But call Mason and all people, all the dead relatives, Rutzel might, basically, score on Muterslo. If he, not sure what Rutzel means. I guess he wants to diminish the amount of commercial activity, even that which is permitted him. Such a way that he's going to suffer loss. If it's not Dover Aved, it's not permitted him at all. He can diminish it. Being Lord Tzavi doesn't want Lema, he doesn't have to diminish it. But that's other relatives. Go Mason here means other relatives. But if it's father and mother, you might diminish it. Abba Dover Aved, even if it's going to sustain a loss, as much as possible. It's going to get a lot of damage. The Menezek Abbe was a lot of damage. She's got Avi Vimo Mutter, even father and mother, it's Mutter. Is all within the first 30 days. Even in the first 30 days, not just Shiva, you can diminish your commercial activity if you have the capacity to do so. For all the dead relatives, also 30 days, on a long distant business trip. Bishara Gadola was going a great caravan. Kamosha Haya Bizwana Kamon. It was ancient times. Nikar Pirsum Gedud. Where there is a publicity about the band of travelers. It's like going to a simcha, because everybody travels with a great degree of conviviality. They rejoice a lot on the road. That's the type of shiur he can't go within the first 30 days. A pragmatic shiur, I guess he can. His father should not go until his friends rebuke him and say, why are you not going to do your business? Today, this din is not relevant. I guess we don't have those type of shayoros, which they had back then. The prohibition of washing and anointing for an ovel. Ovel is barred from washing his entire body, whether in hot, whether in cold, shiva, all 7 days. But his face, hands, and feet, if it's hot water, it's usher. Same with if it's cold water, it's mutter. But to anoint, I feel koshu, even the most minute amount, usher, it's forbidden. And I have a zoom of to remove some pollution, mutter, it's permitted, I am chum. It was dirty with pitch or with excrement, sharm, of any other type of dirt. Rochitz Kedako, he can watch himself normally. And a chayish is not going to be, doesn't be concerned. But if you have a kippur, you know, kippur that's mutter in such circumstances. Losu achitza shatayin, they only forbade bathing a pleasure. Losu tzar, not where there's anguish. Klamai losu tzar, not what's going to do in order to remove tzar, that's okay. But it's because Rabbi Ramadan, Ramadan, goes to Medina, ain't no also called Shiva. All this according to strict level, law is only answered for 7 days. I'm chayach mutter b'chitza, and then you're allowed to wash. You should not go eat now, less or chitza kol shlema and shlosh meal. The mekotz to zayin b'ramah was to ask to wash all 30 days, not today. Feel the chufa rosh, also even to shampoo the head is also. B'en l'shos ha-minuk, can't even have a minuk, ki minuk kodum, because in the ancient custom, Nisiyah said people seeking, and it was founded based on righteous people. But time, the reason is chayashin dim, I said, speak of shlosh meal, you're going to come to comb your head. Which I guess because it would be mamish excess. Fizet or Zerua. Fizet, the dog, according to us, the Sharia Soka Rosh, we're allowed to comb our hair, because nowadays it's not considered to be excessive luxury, which causes us to seem inside. And Mutala Chutch, we're allowed to wash also. Avayeshim, and some say at times, also Mishum Tispoira. Some say the reason they're not allowed to wash is because you might come take a haircut. Because then people go to the bathhouse, they shave their heads. Because the shaper also got to know according to this also of us. Says because of lechufa rosh hayin v'chamin. How he says it's forbidden to shampoo. It's only with hot water. It's only mutar. It's cold water. It's mutar. Kimbo aflami amin of shayin iso b'chamin. Even according to the custom, there's no prohibition only by hot water. Aval to turn a mutar toch to shlosh of kol gufo. But if it's cold water, I should have done it slightly differently. Aflami amin of shayin even according to the custom, any iso b'chamin. The list of washing is with hot water. I would tell him, but it's cold water, mutter, it's mutter within 3 days, the entire body. It's a shock. Yes, you're going to those who are going to say this, feel if you're a gamut sign, sir. Close to you, they also even use cold water on your body. It's a dog of Milbava and Ricky Baker. But I think neither of them astonished. All the feet, Tom Ashani, she's bar, according to the second, we just explained, bad, the child said, but sign it. Don't get haircuts when you wash on cold water. The only person goes into the hot bathhouse. His custom is to shave his head below rugs with Sony. That's when he washes in cold water. But time we should speak as a rush, the first reason of you might come to comb your hair. That's anyway. He came as a time there, so I've been so why should you ask for cold water? But the chitz time, also when you talk about chitz generically, we're talking about hot water. Chitz be Yerushalmi. Like Rishami says, "Shoyimah she'en rechitza, she'en rechitza. Wash cold water. It's not going to be washing. Hashem. The Mara b'tanya Hashem shukshasa b'tanya toshiva. The Mara b'tanya which asked to go wash cold water within the 7 days. Hutzla v'ar has to clarify explicitly. Ben b'chamim b'tanya. That's both hot and cold. But otherwise, the default is only hot, which is also. Can't came with that minig namastam. So the minig is to stay generically, not specifying temperature. Rechitza ain't l'chamim. Washing is only in bathing. It's only hot water." But the Tanya Shem, most of the Tanya Shem says, Kol Shum Mishum in Gur Gimel, Kol Shum Mishum Tainuk, anything which has to do with pleasure, and it's also an oven on that account. B'chaim in Osir, and hot it's Mutzer, it's Osir. B'tain in Mutzer, cold it's Mutzer. Almost, we see the B'tain in Lech HaTainuk, when it's cold, there's no pleasure. K'en Lama, one of the lesser. Why would we forbid cold water? Vimushan Bales and Makanda Bales, so Shema Bales in El Shiva. Okay, that's only for some days. Shouldn't the rest of the 3 days should be permitted? Vodakam Sinchin inside the test, or Chaim Simen Tufku Milkes, Shuzka Bashokan, or Kitsu, when it talks about washing. Achamika, it's going to hot water come from Sham. Zemesh Sham Rabbi Ramah, and that what the Ramah says over there, Abishnogu Lesser Kitsu Koshlash, even though their custom is to forbid Rechitsa by hot water all 30 days. In the longest brackets here. Subsimit Tuf Rej Vav or Achaim Sham, Mashat Filakai, some say it indicates it's going on playfully. Okay, that's not true. The Rechitsa guy is going on baiting. Come over with Simen Tuf Kuf Memchas. Elo, Mishon, the Elvium, a Kippur, main Derek, the Bob, the Rechitsa, but an Elvium, it's evidently about Elvium Kippur, whereas the Derek is not the Tuf without baiting. Mashiach, going to Kivega, Ryan, a Shachatmo, the Kivega, went to Ryan, and Shah himself, seen since like this, you've gone to Zion, the Mile of Fear, Ramah, my patron, why did he say the Ramah? The story about Tonin, wherever the kids are there, so it must be that Tonin doesn't make a mutter. Nevertheless, after Shachat, but since I'll show him, but that which you call that which we don't, works out fine. The Stam Rechitsa Bechamin, by default, washing is by hot water. Let's clean up from the place right down. Clearly is inclined to be matzah cold water. Also, I think that to sweat in a bathhouse, such as in our bathhouse, should only in Mamachim Gavo, where they go to a high place called Pau, which I guess is what today is called the Schwitz, the Shofchim B'Tanur Avonim and Yoritzona. And you spill water on a stove in a stove on charcoal. Vakita orla and the steam goes up. Lamala v'chochim b'sam ba'alei atr and people scratch their flesh with branches from forest trees. Mutagam, so that's really a sauna experience. Mutagam tov shlosh is permitted even in 3 days. Rakshol yechad shem b'chaim shouldn't wash in the sauna in hot water. Zeb Alma, that we're permitted, is just sweating, Lavia Zuma dealing with the pollution. Shumtar, a kind of anguish. So, Leikos, Zuma, as flesh should not get irritated on account of the pollution. Kayadua says no. Zeb Chitza Train Million, sweating and washing are two separate things. With Shabbos, it goes and we call them as Shabbos. So, initially, when they made the Zeb and Shabbos on washing, Logo Zeb, they didn't ask for sweating on Trump. You do it still in the mission, Nitzuach Lemerchatz. Some of you have to go to the bathhouse. Zetzar, Merchatz, some of you call it this bathhouse. Tzar, Godamod, he has great anguish in Loya, as you're showing, he doesn't sweat over there. Okay, and also, Alexander, we should, then we don't have the decree. Even bathing is also sweating is mutter. Okay, any more about that? Tzar, Paschal, don't show, Rock and Emas here, but warm people, show Loya Stofu, Rock and Emas, when they rinse themselves off after the sauna, show doing cold water. The Zuma kids come in, be careful not to use hot water. Misiba, Mesecha, the boy is calling Zayef to anoint oneself with soap. Called soap. Near the Gamsa Mutta, it's also Mutta Shay Louis Karachitza, last for Tel Shloshim, below Sicha. Only washing, bathing is also in 30 days, not anointing, and therefore not using soap is not a problem either. Hey, a double punch, it's obviously Misha Eno Bekava Abrius. So he's not completely healthy, Raksha Eno Chayla, but he's not sick. But in order to fortify itself, it needs a hot bath. No question you can imagine it doing this. Came enemy Dina, since the Israel bathing is not strictly out of law, aimless sober should not forbid it, should not get him to do so when it has to do with his health. Vobatech Shiva within the 7 days of Abelis, also Elikin Arefe Tziva, that's okay, unless the doctor directly issued instruction to do so. In that case, it's mutter even if the chayla was not in imminent danger. The makom chayla goes, they didn't make a decree, a place of sickness. Just like Amir la'akum, telling a nadjul to do something which is a drabbanon, is shuter b'shabbos chayla tzmina for a chayla on Shabbos, she'em bo sakona, even the chayla she'em bo sakona. So, this is the doctor. The doctor commands to bathe, even the chayla she'em bo sakona, he's allowed to bathe. Bob, Sikha Ketan, anointing, what's this? Ava Kol Shiva, Ava all 7 days, also Sukha Bil Kol, she's not anoint at all. Shulim Mechamet, then who could be as a mind for pleasure? Aminu Meglav, Zuma, to pollution, like deep, that perspirant. Mutta Pogam Tol Shiva, it's permitted even in 7 days. And so, Amar, to Sukha Mishim, before it goes out, say you have to anoint that account of medical purposes. He has itches in his head, or leprosy in his body, some other ailment. Means any type of any type of noise, also when it's not for belt purposes, whether it's with oil or with soap. It's still also if it has good fragrance. Well, I mean a perfumer. It's man. It's a sikho who bame gufa bame sara applies both to body and hair, bame isha, and both to man and woman. That's it for today.